Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the week.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I heard you warming up with Katie earlier, so you better be good now. There's no excuses now. Friday, what happened in America?
Yeah, moonlighting.
What happened in America?
Yes, soggy end to the trading week for US and European equities, actually, Mike. So a number of contributing factors. Weak numbers out of manufacturing in the US, similar issue for manufacturing in Germany. So this has fueled concerns of a global slowdown. And we've got interest rates delivering a bit of a warning shot across the bow as well. But we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail shortly. Yeah, what was the damage Friday night? Pretty significant, actually, given recent low levels of volatility. The S&P 500 down 54 points, 1.9%. The Dow Jones fell 1.8%, that's 460 points, and the poor old NASDAQ got whacked, 2.5% down, almost 200-point sell-off there. So it's interesting, we see sort of relatively low levels of volatility when the market is climbing, and then when it sells off, that volatility sort of picks up. So what's going on? Well, people were all fired up after the Federal Reserve pulled back from forecasting interest rate hikes for the rest of the year, but that cheap money that we've got that fueling asset prices at the moment, that's in response to weaker economic data and an absence of inflation. That's not just in the US. So Germany, key manufacturing sector there, which is in the German economy, that contracted for the third consecutive month in March. This is what's called an advanced reading of the German Purchasing Managers Index, so it's looking at the manufacturing area. That index slid to 44.7. That's the weakest pace in 6 years. You got to go back to 2012 to see the German manufacturing sector that week, and it was expected to come out at 48. 44.7 is a pretty significant miss. So that you've got declines in output, you've got declines in new orders, you've got decline in exports, and then we saw the advanced reading for the similar number out of the US. It was at a 21-month low as well. So both these numbers, they're starting to show a bit of a gap opening up between the sort of service sectors, the internal sectors, and the external sectors. And why is that, Mike? The trade war. So the market looked at that in Europe, they looked at that in the US, did not like that at all, sold the market off.
Tell me what you make of this whole yield curve inversion.
Yeah.
So if you see an inversion, you go, I need to panic, do you?
No. Well, not yet. So what we saw on Friday night, we saw people worried about manufacturing, but then we saw these movements in interest rates. And I'll work you through this. This is all about the relativity of different interest rates. Specifically, let's look at US interest rates. And the technical term is the shape of the yield curve. By this, I mean if you're to make a graph of different interest rates for different terms, so we go the interest rate for 3 months, 6 months, 12 out to 10 years, and have a look at what that looks like on a chart. That's called the yield curve. Now, normally the rates for longer periods are higher, but on Friday, the three-month rate traded higher than the 10-year rate. That's called the inversion of the yield curve. Now, it's widely seen as a warning sign for recession. But yeah, Mike, before you pack up the caravan and head for the bunker in the wilderness, usually there's a significant lag between this signal and when an actual recession begins. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 years, it has been. But it's looked at a lot, and that inversion on Friday will have garnered a great deal of attention. Now, the Fed changing their rate hike sort of scenario, that's forced a bit of a rethink for interest rate traders. So I think when we look at this inversion right now, we've got to wait for a few weeks for it to see whether or not that settles down. I look at the difference between the 2-year rate and the 10-year rate, and that hasn't inverted yet. It has a very long lag.
Sure.
It's a pretty important symbol, and it will add to the nervous. But fascinating times we live in, Mike, fascinating times.
Ain't that the truth? What are the numbers?
I'll give you the numbers now. The Dow Jones down 460 points, 25,502. The S&P 500, 2800, down 54 or 1.9%. The NASDAQ, 7642, down 196 points. FTSE 100, that got smacked a little bit, 7207, down 148. The Nikkei, 21627, they were up 18. Shanghai Composite, 3104, up 2. The ASX 200 gained 28 points, 6195. And the NZX 50, we gained 89 points, about 0.95%, 9550, although we expect both of our markets to be a little bit weaker this morning. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.6871 US. 0.9707 Aussie, 0.6081 Euro. Gold is, the Great British Pound, 0.5203. Japanese yen 75.38, gold trading at $1,313, and I can't give you the Brent crude number, Mike, because it's not reporting, so we'll have to catch up on the Brent crude tomorrow.
You have a good day, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, underway for a new week at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.